Nearly half of homeless people have both a disability and a chronic health condition. While they should see a doctor regularly, more immediate needs often take priority, like finding somewhere to sleep or something to eat. So instead, people end up in the emergency room over and over. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez reports on a local program which aims to break that cycle.
I love sitting out here in the morning and sit up here, watch the animals come through. I see deers come through, raccoons. It's like having your own menagerie in your own backyard.
On a mild spring day, 47-year-old Tom Lefevre is standing on the back porch of his apartment, which overlooks a wooded area in Bellevue. He's relaxed and smiling, very much at home, but he didn't always have a roof over his head. 15 years ago, while working as an auto mechanic, he suffered a back injury that left him disabled. He couldn't work, couldn't pay rent, and soon found himself homeless.
I had lost everything, in and out of homeless shelters, living on the street.
He also developed high blood pressure and arthritis, and he pretty much only saw a doctor when he ended up in the ER. About 8 years ago, during one of those ER visits at UPMC Mercy, he finally decided that enough was enough.
And I told him right out at the hospital, I need help, and I ain't going anywhere till I get it.
By the time he was discharged, he was on a path that would eventually land him in an apartment of his own through a program called Cultivating Health for Success. UPMC Health Plan administers the program. President of Government Programs John Lovelace says it's geared towards people like Lefevre with a history of unplanned care.
Unplanned care meaning things like emergency room visits, readmissions, crisis services, detoxes, lots of services that indicate people aren't very well attached to the healthcare system, so their chronic conditions are not being really managed other than in sort of acute, spotty fashion.
The program is run in partnership with the nonprofit Community Human Services, and it has 25 patients enrolled at any given point. They get housing vouchers, and a case manager helps them find a place to live. They also get home visits from a nurse, who makes sure they're scheduling doctor's appointments and keeping up with their meds. Lefevre now regularly sees a primary care doctor and a specialist for his back.
You know, I'm just so thankful that I have the whole team on my side.
UPMC's Lovelace says those routine doctor's visits are better than erratic ER visits when it comes to managing the conditions of patients like Lefevre, and they tend to be cheaper. In 2013, the National Institutes of Health estimated the average cost of an ER visit to be about $1,200. Numbers from Blue Cross Blue Shield put the typical cost of a trip to the doctor's office in the range of $130 to $240. Eric Roberts is a health economist at the University of Pittsburgh.
People who face housing instability often come to our healthcare system with high costs and high needs for care. And so the thought is, can we take some of that vast sum of money we spent on healthcare and divert it more meaningfully and more efficiently outside the system in ways that address some of the root causes?
From 2010 to 2015, the cost of healthcare dropped about $6,400 per year for patients joining Cultivating Health for Success. UPMC does spend about $6,000 a year for each person enrolled in the program. And that doesn't include the money the federal government kicks in for housing vouchers. But even so, the real savings are in the long term, says Lovelace, because people are now living in homes instead of on the streets, learning to manage their chronic conditions instead of getting sicker for lack of care.
The savings are really more in avoiding things that could have happened.
According to Pitt economist Roberts, a good housing situation acts like preventative health care.
Housing is sort of the nexus by which you're connected to economic opportunities, to health-promoting opportunities, and has a profound impact on your current health, but also your likelihood of future well-being.
Right now, the program is only open to people who meet a narrow standard of homelessness, as defined by the federal government. According to Lovelace, UPMC wants to offer similar services to people who aren't technically homeless, but who nonetheless are struggling with housing. For example, people who bounce between relatives' couches and shelters, or youth aging out of foster care. He says that could help catch people before they end up on the street. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.